leaders. Roadkill. The internal combustion engine had a good run, but the end is in sight for the machine that changed the world.
Human inventiveness has still not found a mechanical process to replace horses as the propulsion for vehicles, lamented Le Petit Journal, a French newspaper, in December 1893. Its answer was to organize the Paris-Rouen race for horseless carriages, held the following July. The 102 entrants included vehicles powered by steam, petrol, electricity, compressed air, and hydraulics. Only 21 qualified for the 126-kilometer or 78-mile race, which attracted huge crowds. The clear winner was the internal combustion engine. Over the next century, it would go on to power industry and change the world. But its days are numbered. Rapid gains in battery technology favour electric motors instead. In Paris in 1894, not a single electric car made it to the starting line, partly because they needed battery replacement stations every 30 kilometres or so. Today's electric cars, powered by lithium-ion batteries, can do much better. The Chevy Bolt has a range of 383 kilometres. Tesla fans recently drove a Model S more than 1,000 kilometres on a single charge. UBS, a bank, reckons the total cost of ownership of an electric car will reach parity with a petrol one next year, albeit at a loss to its manufacturer. It optimistically predicts electric vehicles will make up 14% of global car sales by 2025, up from 1% today. Others have more modest forecasts, but are hurriedly revising them upwards as batteries get cheaper and better. The cost per kilowatt hour has fallen from $1,000 in 2010 to $130 to $200 today. Regulations are tightening too,